My name is Bert DePasque. I'm a three-time cancer survivor. I was first diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So the first time I was diagnosed in 03, I had trouble breathing. So I went to see my doctor, and he informed me that there was fluid behind my lung. So I went to the emergency, and they ran a bunch of tests and realized that it was some type of kidney fluid that was being blocked because of my lymph nodes. And in 2012, I had a third bout with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So I was treated again, and after that bout, I had a stem cell transplant. At Cancer Care, they call it the bone marrow transplant clinic, but they actually do stem cells. So really what it is, it's a byproduct of the donor's blood as opposed to digging into their hip to get bone marrow out of the donor. So my sister was a 10-on-10 match. There is a bank that anybody can sign up for and have a swab to determine your stem cells, and then you could be donating stem cells to somebody on the other side of the world. Since 2012, I have been cancer-free. So, you know, you go through a lot of emotional stuff when you're diagnosed with cancer. So they have support groups. They have different resources there available. And so it's great. You can always talk to somebody. And they also have a lot of peer support. And that's something that's a bit of an interest to me. I've had an opportunity to talk to quite a few patients who have had the same cancer as I have. And it's great to be able to share my story with them. They also get an appreciation for what they have to go through. They're a great bunch of people. They saved my life. So my way of giving back to them is volunteering with them. The more they can do in the research side to help people, the better. When I got diagnosed the second time, I can remember a nurse telling me that had it been 15 years earlier, they had no secondary drugs. They didn't have anything that they could treat you with after they'd treated you once. They've since, of course, improved, and they got newer drugs that they can give you that aren't as hard on the organs and can save people lives. So the more people can donate, the more research we can do, and the more we'll save lives.